You're listening to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Tuesday, November 7th is Election Day, and in Montgomery County, four people are running for two open seats on the Dayton City Commission. There are two incumbents and two challengers are running as a team. For this week's installment of Politics Ohio, we spoke with Corey Froelich, who has reported on the commissioner's race for the Dayton Daily News. He begins by providing a little background on the candidates.
We have Joey Williams, who is the longest-serving commissioner on the Dayton City Commission. We have Jeff Mims, who is the other incumbent, who is finishing his first term. The two challengers are Daryl Fairchild and Shanice Turner-Sloss. Turner-Sloss used to work for the city in the Department of Planning, so she has some knowledge of inner workings of municipal government. And Fairchild actually ran 2 years ago and fell just 208 votes short, winning a seat. That seat was ultimately won by Commissioner Chris Shaw, but it was a super close election. I think he feels emboldened to do it again. And Fairchild is, he's been a very active community leader for a long time. You know, the smart money is always on the incumbents, but Fairchild obviously proved to be a feisty competitor before, and you know he's raised more money than the two incumbents in the last campaign finance reporting period. So he could be formidable, and Shanice certainly feels like there's an opportunity. She's been very passionate on the campaign trail.
With regard to each candidate's platform, this could be just an overgeneralization, but it looks like the incumbents are running on their record and touting accomplishments while on the commission. The challengers are digging in about problems within the city. Is that an accurate assessment of that?
I think so. I mean, it's really, experience versus fresh new perspective, and the incumbents and challengers have campaigned as teams against each other, and their portrayal of the city of Dayton and where it is and its status and conditions are very different. I think, as you point out, the incumbents, say, look what's going on in Dayton. We had the recession. We lost all these jobs. There was all these housing blight and vacancies. And, the city's really turning around. Downtown's, thriving in a lot of parts, bringing new jobs. There's been a lot of reinvestment and, revitalization of what were kind of languishing areas, obsolete office buildings and commercial buildings, and we're getting new restaurants downtown. We're seeing all this activity. They point to progress in the neighborhoods as well in terms of getting some stabilization from the housing crisis. The city commissioners, they say a lot's going on in Dayton, and that's thanks to our leadership, and basic services have been improved, and they say customer service has been enhanced, and it's, way more easy to access services and deal with the city. Turner-Sloss and Fairchild, take a very different view. They kind of point to a citywide survey, and they point to some of those results, that Dayton residents don't feel safe in their neighborhoods, and they don't feel like it's a good place to raise kids, and they're worried about drugs and the quality of the schools. Fairchild and Shanice are accused the city of not investing heavily enough in the neighborhoods and not making them enough of a priority. They say the city needs a plan to really redevelop the residential neighborhoods. They say, the neighborhoods have been overlooked because of, so much focus on downtown and other priorities. So they kind of accuse this current sitting commission of not having the right priorities.
And in your reporting for anyone who takes a seat on the commission going forward, what challenges do they face?
Well, the city, once a month kind of gives a financial update. And it's, even though Dayton residents passed a tax hike on earnings last year, and that's, it's going to last, 8 years, and we will raise about $11 million more each year, the city's still looking at some financial challenges. Like, their budget updates, their financial updates aren't super rosy. Like, expenses are, kind of a growing concern, and then revenue is just not increasing in the way they need to kind of keep up with the inflation of costs of city government and, and personnel and all the things they have to pay for. So there is some big financial challenges. I think 83% of Dayton residents surveyed said they want to see more demolition in the neighborhoods. The city received a bunch of federal and state funds to pay for removal of, dilapidated and blighted homes, and that funding has kind of gone away. Right now, it doesn't look like there's going to be anything to replace it. Dayton's still got thousands and thousands of blighted properties, including some big commercial ones that are very expensive to remove. And these things are really hurting neighborhoods, their appearance, and just the quality of life. I mean, those seem to be the big ones that instantly come to mind.
Corey Froelich is a reporter for Cox Media Group Ohio and the Dayton Daily News. Corey, thanks for your time and the information today.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear more of Politics Ohio on our website at wyso.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us.